When at last I got to my feet and wiped my eyes on the wet robe, the rain had eased to a mist. The paving stones in the alley sparkled gold from the reflection of the lanterns. I made my way back through the Taminangacho section of Gion to the Minamisa Theater with its enormous tiled roof that had made me think of a palace the day Mr. Beku brought Satsu and me from the train station. The maid at the Mizuki Tea House had told me to walk along the river past the Minamisa, but the road running along the river stopped at the theater, so I followed the street behind the Minamisa instead. After a few blocks, I found myself in an area without streetlights and nearly empty of people. I didn't know it at the time, but the streets were empty mostly because of the Great Depression. In any other era, Miyagawa-cho might have been busier even than Gion. That evening, it seemed to me a very sad place, which indeed I think it has always been. The wooden facades looked like Gion, but the place had no trees, no lovely Shirakawa stream, no beautiful entryways. The only illumination came from light bulbs in the open doorways, where old women sat on stools, often with two or three women I took to be geisha on the street beside them. They wore kimono and hair ornaments similar to geisha, but their obi were tied in the front rather than the back. I'd never seen this before and didn't understand it, but it's the mark of a prostitute. A woman who must take her sash on and off all night can't be bothered with tying it behind her again and again. With the help of one of these women, I found the Totsuyo in a dead-end alley with only three other houses. All were marked with placards near their doors. I can't possibly describe how I felt when I saw the sign lettered Tatsuyu, but I will say that my body seemed to tingle everywhere, so much that I felt I might explode. In the doorway of the Tatsuyu sat an old woman on a stool, carrying on a conversation with a much younger woman on a stool across the alley, though really it was the old woman who did all the talking. She sat leaning back against the doorframe with her gray robe sagging partway open and her feet stuck out in a pair of zori. These were zori woven coarsely from straw, of the sort you might have seen in Yoroido, and not at all like the beautifully lacquered zori Hatsumomo wore with her kimono. What was more, this old woman's feet were bare, rather than fitted with the smooth silk tabi, and yet she thrust them out with their uneven nails, just as though she were proud of the way they looked and wanted to be sure you noticed them. "Just another 3 weeks, you know, and I'm not coming back," she was saying. "The mistress thinks I am, but I'm not. My son's wife is going to take good care of me, you know. She's not clever, but she works hard. Didn't you meet her?"